بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم. In the Quran المجيد Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the scene of the day of Qiyamah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the scenario of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, amongst the high ranking anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, amongst the closest anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, is messengers of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Khalilullah, the friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in the Quran Sharif we find over and over again, after Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam is mentioned amongst the most amount of times in the Quran Sharif. Whether in regards to Hajj, it's about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, وَأَدِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. They make the announcement of Hajj, people will come for Hajj. For the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, قُرْبَانِي وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. That Ibrahim, that we exchanged, and we changed when it came to Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that we ransomed him with a ram from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So many things we got from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Our qurbani, udhiyya, bakri'id, we call it every year. Whether it comes to the Hajj also, also the building of the Kaaba to Allah. And many aspects of deen, the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is my grandfather. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the dua that he made to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Such a Nabi of Allah, high ranking Nabi, the friend of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and he makes his dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ. O my Allah, the day when everyone will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, do not disgrace me. Do not humiliate me. The Nabi of Allah is making this dua. He says, Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, don't humiliate me, but keep my izzat. And keeping izzat also, ulama explain that a person should make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. After thanking Allah for iman, they say the most important dua is a dua for afiyat. Allah, keep me with afiyat salamati. Meaning afiyat means, Allah, keep me safe, secure, at peace, in my taqwa, in my iman, in my physical being, that I can worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Afiyat encompasses every aspect of your life. You are secure, you are safe, you are healthy. And then you can worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So together with this, ulama explained, after thanking Allah for iman, making dua for afiyat, then they say that don't forget to make dua for izzat and honor. Ya Allah, keep me with honor till maut, till I leave this world. Person can have piety, taqwa in his life, he can have wealth also. But if people despise him, doesn't have honor, then he can't show his face anyway. So here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is making dua that, O Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not humiliate me. And then he explains, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day of Qiyamah, when لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ, then no one's wealth will be of any benefit to him. His wealth that he possessed, he worked for, that he gave his life, will be of no benefit to him if it was not spent in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned more or less that on the day of Qiyamah, the sun will be 1 mile above a person's head. According to his a'mal, he will fare in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, be drowning in his sweat, in his perspiration. But together with that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam mentioned that when the sun will be so low, a person will be in the shade of his sadaqah. The amount of wealth is spent in the path of Allah, Allah will make for him a shade above his head, by means of which he will be secure and he will be safe, he will be protected. So the wealth a person has to earn will be of no benefit unless spent in the path of Allah. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَعْلُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. And on the day of Qiyamah, even a person's children will be of no benefit to him. Children also, that were not guided towards the haqq and the truth, will be of no benefit. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. This in comes in the Quran, qalb-e salim. Qalb refers to a heart. Salim refers to a sound heart. Except that person who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah with a sound heart. That his heart is absolutely sound, at peace, complete conviction, yaqeen. With every command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except that person who will come with a qalb-e salim, a sound heart, then his wealth and his children will be of benefit to him on the day of Qiyamah. He will be safe. If the heart is absolutely sound, a sound heart. Today myself, and we all understand what it is to have a good heart. Doctor has to diagnose, you've got a heart problem, got pressure, or you have cholesterol, medication. We have to take something. But when it comes to the spiritual heart, for us to go to the spiritual doctors, that what is the condition of my heart? What medication do I need right now to remedy my heart that has become sick because of dunya? Because of this, of the environment around me. So when it comes to qalb-e salim, how for a person to come to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with a sound heart? We know for the physical heart also, every 6 months, every few months, once a year, we have to go for a checkup. We go to do our bloods. They see how's the bad cholesterol, the good cholesterol. How's my inner condition? We go for the scans, etc. It's very important. The family knows the importance also, that he has to do it. So the heart also on the day of Qiyamah will be scanned, x-rayed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How to get this qalb-e salim, how to get the sound heart? There are 5 tafsirs. Among the tafsir of a sound heart, ulama explain, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. That person who guided his children towards the truth and the haqq and righteous actions, just by guiding them and putting them on the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him a sound heart. And by giving them sound guidance and counsel also shows the person has a sound heart. So when it comes to our children, it's a big investment we're making to guide them towards what is the right, what to do. And now more importantly, we're coming to the end of the year. November, December, now there are choices to be made. Many homes now, there's mashwara taking place, whether it be the daughters, whether it be the sons. What are you going to do next year? Applications, filling in forms, where to send you, what to do with you. Now, that mashwara time for us to remember this ayat. Ya Allah, I want to come to you on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not disgrace, humiliate me. I want me to save myself now is here's my children over here to put them upon the haqq and the truth. Sharia will never say that waste your children or destroy them. That they mustn't earn a livelihood, that they must live hungry, without any means. Sharia has a complete syllabus, a complete system to sustain them physically, materially in this world, and qabr and akhirah, not only them, but for yourself also. But that one aspect, the ummah has a doubt. That they've separated the thing. Like how we have secularism. That has separated education from religion. And we have done, many of us have done the same thing when it comes to our own children. That you cannot earn your livelihood through deen. That becoming a hafiz al-Quran, it will not be enough to put 2 rotis in your mouth. By becoming a hafiz al-Quran. Becoming an alim of deen, by becoming pious, yes. You will get something, but you still have to do more than that. The Sharia didn't say no. But first, have I secured my child's deen right now? It's so important for us, every one of us, to go home tonight and to listen to my child. Can you read Quran Sharif? Is it fluent enough? The surahs that we hear almost every week, the same surahs in Salah, which is the Sunnat Qirat. We might know these verses. Go and ask them. Read the surah to me, I know it more or less. I want to see how fluent you read it. If it's more fluent than my local imam, then alhamdulillah, very good. If you're not so fluent, then you have to go back to madrasa. Whether you're 15, whether you're 16, whether you're 17. Not only you, but myself also. This is my investment on the day of Qiyamah. I don't want to go before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with a heart that is not healthy and not sound. So if I have to guide you towards the haqq, and many a person unfortunately has this in his mind, and they say to the ulama, I'm working for my children. The biggest deception in a person's life, I'm working for my children. Ask many of ourselves, that how much did my father work for me to be where I am right now financially? Allah opened the way. Many person will say, we had nothing, Allah Ta'ala gave it. Now I'm working for my children. As if now Allah cannot take care of them. Allah will take care of them. Every person has their sustenance. I am working for my qabr and for my akhirat. And oh my beta, oh my child, you are my key. You are my biggest investment. That if I will invest in you, the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, where no wealth and no children will benefit a person, here's my child over here. And we hear many a time, now you're mentioning this also, many a time a young boy will come in the masjid, I want to do full-time hifz next year. My father said no. My mother said no. Can't do full-time hifz, you have to go to school. You have to do this. Whether it takes you 5 years, 6 years. So many a child wants to become pious. He wants to become Hafiz al-Quran. He wants to become an alim. But many a parent will put a condition that yes, you can become an alim, but you have to do this or this or this. If only it was the other way around. That yes, okay, you want to become academic, not a haram, you can study along with the environment is conducive according to Sharia, but together with your varsity, you have to go to madrasa. But we don't hear that condition, that you have to go to madrasa, or you'll have to go in the path of Allah, every month you have to go for 3 days of the Jamaat. But when it comes to the dini part of it, then the conditions are put, yes, if you want to do this, but then afternoons tell the Maulana, you can't come, because you got coaching. Because you got tuition, because you have this. Understand, on the day of Qiyamah, my heart will not be sound. Because I'm not thinking with a sound heart right now. Now there are decisions to be made end of the year. When it comes to my daughter also, to send her in the environment, once a person came to Hafiz Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi of Benoni many years ago, Faiz Hafiz al-Quran, possibly in the 70s or 80s, where most of the people at that time were going to foreign countries to study, to Ireland, etc. And UK. So the person came to Hafiz Sahib and told him, Hafiz Sahib, make dua that my daughter is going to UK, to London, to study. Make dua that she doesn't get infected. So the reply he gave him, he says, remember, if you plant weeds, you won't get roses. If you plant weeds, you will not get roses, you will get weeds. Plant roses in your home, make a rose in your eye, Allah will love you, Allah will love her. Second thing he mentioned, that effectively you are telling me to make dua, that I'm sending my child out in the rain, and she must not get wet. She will get wet. Some, even she has an umbrella also, but some droplets will fall onto her. She will get wet. You will have to take care of her, for iman, taqwa, on the day of qiyamah. On that day you don't want to be humiliated and embarrassed. Here in this world, possibly you go for some da'wat. I've got now some status to show. This daughter is a doctor, that son is this. And we're not saying no, my dear brothers. Within the environment of deen and sharia, etc., yes, we can educate them. But first comes my deen. Very importantly. First comes my deen. When it comes to, many a times we hear this also, but the ulama say that we need female doctors. We need female so and so. There's no way in the kitabs that. That it must be a female. Rather, in the kitab that we teach, they say that if a woman has to go to a doctor, the example they give of a male doctor, then she should go with a mahram, number one. Number two, she should only expose that amount that is necessary. Not more than that. If he has to give an injection on the hand, if possible, through the clothing, don't have to open, don't open it. But there's no mention there now, there has to be a female. Whether it be a dentist or a doctor, whatever it may be. So there's no way that comes in Sharia that where any woman can have some proof that, see, you all are saying that we gotta have a female. It doesn't say in kitab. It speaks about the men. That if she has to go to the doctor, go with a mahram, and how much has to be exposed to the extent is mentioned in kitabs. If, for example, it has to be above the knee, then they say, wear some old clothing. Wear some old clothing and cut a patch out where the eczema is, where the doctor has to check it up. They wear very old pants or some garment and just cut out a piece over there. She's covered up and she just has to show that part over there, that is sufficient. So to that guidance we have in the kitabs also. And to come back to our point, my dear brothers, now it's time for us to make the mashwaras with the ulama ikram, people we trust, and to make the istikhara, ya Allah, in regards to my akhirah standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and the children of mine, ya Allah, what to do with them? Now's the time to sit down with the ulama ikram. What do I do with my child right now? Allah Ta'ala give us understanding to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanakallah.